Track 61.
The British education system is not the same everywhere in the UK. Scotland has its own system, and while Northern Ireland has the same basic system as England and Wales, there are some differences. Because of this, I'm going to focus mainly on England and Wales. The system in England and Wales is divided into three main levels: primary, secondary, and tertiary. In the first part of my lecture, I'll talk about the primary and secondary levels up to the age of 16, and in the second part, I'll discuss the options between 16 and 18. Then, finally, I'll talk about tertiary or higher level education. As in most similar countries, education at school is compulsory between the ages of 5 and 16. Pupils can leave school at 16, but they must stay in an approved learning environment until the age of 18. This can be full-time education, a job or volunteering combined with part-time study, or an apprenticeship, sometimes called a traineeship. Before the age of 5, children can attend nursery, though they don't have to attend any educational institution at all before the age of 5. However, when they reach the age of 4, they usually start school in an early class called reception, which helps them to adjust to regular schooling. Primary school runs from the ages of 5 to 11. The first part of primary school, between the ages of 5 and 7, is traditionally known as infant school, and this is where children learn to manipulate numbers, read and write. Traditional infant schools offer an informal education using child-centered techniques. The second part of primary school, from 7 to 11, is known as junior school. The education system has undergone various changes in the last 30 years, most notably with the National Curriculum, which was put in place in 1988 to specify a set of core main subjects that all school pupils have to study. These subjects have to be assessed at four key stages up to the age of 16. At certain stages, the children take exams known as Standard Assessment Tests, or SATs. These tests are designed to check the pupils' progress against the national standards, as well as to provide teachers and parents with an assessment of their school's performance. Key Stage 1 assessment comes at the age of 7, when the pupils do their first teacher assessments. Key Stage 2 comes at the age of 11, when the pupils are ready to leave primary school. Although teachers assess their pupils' progress throughout primary school, at the end of Key Stage 2, unlike in Key Stage 1, pupils have to take SATs. Key Stage 3 is reached after the first 3 years in secondary school, when the pupils are 14. However, this time the students are assessed directly by the teachers and not by sitting national tests. These assessments help teachers, students and parents to decide which subjects the students should choose to prepare for Key Stage 4, when they take exams which will help decide their future career choices. Unlike SATs, these assessments, known as General Certificate of Secondary Education exams, or GCSEs, are not primarily designed to assess progress or give schools an official statement of their performance, but to provide students with their own personal qualifications. The National Curriculum defined a set of compulsory subjects. These are subjects which the law requires all students to study. There are also some subjects which pupils and students have to study at different stages. For example, modern foreign languages start in primary school and continue up to Key Stage 3, after which they're optional. In secondary school, students take citizenship from Key Stage 3. When they enter Key Stage 4, pupils are allowed to make more choices. For example, all learners have to take history and design and technology up to the age of 14, but then they can choose whether to continue them or not.